Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Aleph Omud Beis. And we're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Mirtz Hashem, we're going to be finishing up Simin Shin Yudalit and possibly starting Simin Shin Tesvav. We begin with the very last words of Kuf Chof Aleph Omud Aleph, Sif Yud Aleph. Osir, the Mechaber is telling us, it is forbidden litain shava o shemen of, to put either wax or thick oil into a benekev hechavis lisatmo, to close off a barrel that has a hole in it. You're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Why? Mipnei shehu mimareach, because you're going to shmir it, you're going to spread it out, which is an isadaraisa. What does mimareach mean? So Pirish Aruch, the Ramah tells us that the Aruch explains this. This includes a number of different terms, all of which mean the same thing, mimareach, but they're used for different types of products. So sicha mishicha, this would include anointing or smearing or spreading, and these terms are usually used for oil. Sicha mishicha are types of spreading when you're spreading oil. Then you have the word ticha, which is a type of spreading that is usually used for some sort of a clay or a plaster of some sort, some pitch or tar, and you would likewise have mericha, which is used for just spreading out anything else, a cream, for example, or something like that, would be mericha. And then you have the word shia, which again is another type of term for spreading, also used for some sort of tit or a plaster or clay of some sort that you're spreading out. And the Aruch says, inyon echadu, all these are just different synonyms for smearing or spreading out. The issa of mimoreach, which is an issa deraisa. So therefore, the Mechaber is telling us over here, you're not allowed to put inside a hole this type of a material, either the wax or thick oil, which could be smeared. Mishnah Berurah tells us in Zivkot Memhei, Af agav de'ein meiruach b'shemen, even though we normally don't say that there is an iser of smearing in regards to just regular oil, it still is nevertheless osur. And Deir Shavuot number 32 brings down the reason for this, why there's no iser of meiruach b'shemen. He brings down for the Beis Yosef, Lefi she'ein meirucho nikar kol kach, because its spreading isn't so recognizable. But nevertheless, it's forbidden to do this. This is a gzeira de rabbanon, de gazrin, and the Mishnah Berurah says, Otu shaiva. By wax, there really is smearing, and since wax and oil are similar in people's minds, so therefore they have to make a gzeira over here not to allow this. And this is the Gemara's gzeira. And he says this is true only v'davko b'shemen of, if you have very thick oil over here, that could be mistaken for the wax. Even the shayach bo k'tzas miruach, because there is a little bit of an aspect in the thicker oil of it being considered like wax and being an isser of smearing. So therefore, osi l'chalufa, it could be confused with wax. Now, what wax are we talking about? B'hai shaiva, tzorech lomar, dehechino l'tashmish miesmo. We're talking here that the wax is not muktzah. You prepared it for some usage that is permissible on Shabbos, but before Shabbos. Because otherwise, dim lav kain, if this were not the case, b'lav halchi also, then it would be forbidden to touch this, mishon muktzah, because wax is normally something that is muktzah. The lav kliu, it doesn't have the status of a kli, and it's normally used for non-permissible purposes. Therefore, ukishehechino l'kach, mutar l'tatlo. Once you've prepared it for a permissible purpose, so then you're allowed to move it. There's no issur of muktzah, and they only have the problem over here of memareach. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "V'lo gazrina shem yedap kenu lakosel l'dover acher." The rabbis didn't say you can't make it not muktzah because you may come to attach it or smear it onto a wall or some other thing. Da'af im yedabek, because even if you do attach it to a wall, this wax inu alim derabbanan, that would only be an issur derabbanan because it's shema imareach beis hadibuk. It may come to go and spread it when you attach it. So that would be like a derabbanan on a derabbanan, exera. And therefore the rabbis didn't institute such a concern. And you can make it not muktzah, but of course you cannot smear it. So he tells us further, shumon v'chelev dino kishaiva. You have various types of permissible fats and not permissible fats from an animal. Shumon are permissible fats that are found in behemos, which are goats, sheep, or cows. And chelev are the non-permissible fats, they're normally sacrificial fats, what we call the emurim, that are found in those animals. And therefore, they have the same halachic status over here as shaiva, as wax. And Dershafut number 33 explains, v'avshein issa mimareach ba'ochlen. Normally we say that foods don't have an issa of memareach as well. You can smear the butter on your food on Shabbos. It's not called an issur memareach. You want to make a sandwich of matzo or butter, so you can do that. It's not a problem. Nevertheless, the Bir Alocha in Simen Shin Chaf Aleph tells us, Shahainu davka kasher memareach es ochel atzmo. That's when you're spreading it as a food itself. But if you're using it to be sosim piachovis umemarchu milamala, so then shayach bo shom memareach. Then that is considered something that would be memareach. Sivkot Membav, the Mishbur explains, Mimareach, Vekivin du Mishum Chashash Miruach, we're concerned over here that you may come to shmir it if you allow it to be put into the hole. Osrafilu im eno machnis Hashem besocha nekev, ela bahanocha ba'almo al gabo milamala. And therefore, you're not even allowed to put it on top of the hole, not necessarily inside the hole, but even on top of the hole, because we're concerned that you're going to shmir it. And here, Vagam ein chiluk bezeh bein tamu chochom li amaretz. There is no difference over here as to whether you're tamu chochom or an amaretz. We're going to learn later on that there are going to be sometimes a difference between a Talmud Chacham and an Amoritz, as we'll learn in Sifkot Nun in the Mishnah Berurah. So we'll wait to explain it till we get there, but here there is no difference between a Talmud Chacham and an Amoritz, basically because we're concerned over here with the real Issur Daraisa of Mimareach. The issue for number 34 has a very interesting discussion. What about using some sort of earplugs that when you push it into the ear with wax, it's going to take upon the shape of the ear? So he says, Upekake oznayim hasuya mishaiva. You have these wax earplugs that are for the purpose of preventing the noise from coming into your ears and damaging your ears, loud noises. So when you put in this wax over here, you have to do mimareach. So he says, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, She'ein b'hachnasosom la'ozim mishum isim amareach. This is not an isur mimareach. It's different than our case over here. However, Rav Nissen Karol Shlita says it is an isur over here because when you put the wax in your ear, you are forming it into a certain shape. If you had done it beforehand, before Shabbos, then you'd be allowed to, but if you're doing it on Shabbos, it's not permitted. That's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos. In any event, we go back to the Mechaber now. Avol bishar dvorim, the less beba mishum meruach, but in other types of materials where there is no concern daraisa of meruach, and the Ramah adds, hol ve'en hayayin yotzeyoz, and we're talking about a situation where the wine is not coming out of the barrel right now, brought down by the Beis Yosef, so then, mutter, you'd be allowed to go and put these other materials into the hole in the barrel, and that's not a problem, not a concern of Shema Memareach. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Zayin explains, hainu afilu lachniso to kanegev, you can even put it, as I said, inside the nekiv over here, inside the hole, not just on top of the hole, but even inside the hole. The hole, the ein hayayin yotze afilu bli tikkun, because right now there's no wine coming out, even if you don't do this, therefore lo merse kimisakin, it doesn't have the appearances of fixing this container. He brings down from the Achronim, and the Shaar HaTzion, Os Mem says this is the Bach, and the Yeraba, and the Shagas Aryeh, they hold kosu da ikur kedas Rambam. We actually passing like the Rambam, Shecholik alzeh, who disagrees with this din, Usfirulei, the Rambam holds, da afilu im ein hayayin yotze derech shom, even if the wine is not going out. Nevertheless, gamkin osu litin shum dover besoch hanechiv l'sotmo. You can't even use these other materials, certainly not the Shaiva or the Sheminov, but even these other materials can't be used to put into the neck of itself, even if the wine is not coming out. And the reasoning is, Mishum, they have a Ke'en Bona, because this is a problem of Bona. However, he says, Ella, the Al Gav HaNekev Milamala, here, if you're putting it above the, so to say, the hole, so it's not in the hole itself, the less be Mishum Binyan, there's no concern of Binyan, then even the Rambam would say, Eino Oser, Kiyim B'dover Shemis Mareach, then you'd only have the problem with the Shaiva or the Sheminov, which can be smeared, but not with these other materials that there is no concern about smearing. Mechaber continues and he writes, V'im ha'yo ha'yayin yotzi derech ha'nekev, but if the wine is coming out of the hole right now and you want to plug it up, then also l'sotmo, then you wouldn't be allowed to plug it up even with these other materials. And the Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Memches that this is an issur midrabbanan, as based upon the Gemara. Mipnei demechsek mesakin, because as the appearances, it looks like you're fixing this utensil. And he adds, V'davko kishesotmo bedover she'en derech listombo. This is only if you're plugging it up with something that's not normally used to plug it up. For example, kimo b'tzror cotton, a little pebble, or b'kisim, or some sort of a little piece of wood, a splint or a toothpick or something like that to plug up the hole. Avamuta l'kuliyama, but everybody would agree that you are allowed to plug it up, listom be'etz, kigon barza. You're allowed to put in something that's normally used to plug it up over here. For example, a wooden tool of some sort, or a spigot, a wooden spigot, kemoshu derech tomid listobo, which is normally used to go and plug these things up, so that would be permitted. That doesn't have the appearances over here of misaking. Mechaber continues in writes, afilu litin bo shum bederech harama, and even to put something like a garlic, shum is garlic, inside this hole, and say, well, I'm doing it via a trick, via this harama, because lomar, I'm saying, sheinu mechavin, I don't really want to plug up the hole, elu let's niosham, I want to just have a safe place to put my garlic, so nobody's going to take it. Then, im hutalmu chacham, mutalo laharim b'chach, a talmu chacham is allowed to take advantage of this harama, but an ama oritz would not be allowed to take advantage of this harama. And this will be in direct contradistinction to what we mentioned before, that there's no difference between a talmu chacham and an ama oritz in regards to meruach. And now we'll understand why. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Memtes, you are over here, kiven de be'emes mechavin hu l'satbu, since you are intending to go and plug up the hole with this garlic, you can't say this haroma unless you're a Talmud Chacham. Why does it work for a Talmud Chacham? Sivkot nun, v'im hu Talmud Chacham, it does work. De kiven shu Talmud Chacham, since this person understands Hilchos Shabbos. Ein lachush bo, there is no concern over here. Shim natirenu ayidei haroma. If you allow him to do this trick over here, which technically does work, yavo la'avor al isud derabanan zeh, afilu b'li haroma. There is no concern over here that he's going to go and make an incorrect comparison and be over a different din derabanan over here of putting in something that is not normally mimareach. So it would only be something that would be a din derabanan if he did do it, and therefore it's like a gzera l'gzera, and for Talmud Chacham we don't have a concern for this. He brings down from the Magen Avraham, the Kosev of the Magen Avraham, Daf the Kaimalon the Idna Ein Lanu Din Talmud Chacham. Normally, we have a rule today that nobody has this status of a Talmud Chacham for many different dinim, for tax purposes, for not being forced, being able to be forced to contribute to certain things in the town, etc., etc. Mikol Mokum LeInyan Ze Ein LaHachmir. Here, a person can call himself a Talmud Chacham. You don't have to be machmir and say I'm not really a Talmud Chacham. Ein Sham. The Magen Avraham goes through this in more detail. The bottom line is, if you really understand this over here, so this type of a harama cannot lead to an Issa Daraisa. At worst, it could lead possibly only to a possible Issa Darabanan, if you don't really make the distinction well. So therefore, the rabbis did not say that a Talmud Chacham can't take advantage of this. However, he brings down, and Shaar Tzion Osman Zayim, this is from the Madana Yontiv, brought down by the Elio Rabba, the Yesh Cholkim Olav, there are those that disagree, and say that even a Talmud Chacham wouldn't be allowed to do this over here. In the Ber Hetev, Oz Yud Beis, he explains, Mikol Mokum, B'din Zeh, in regards to this din, Shari, you are permitted to allow Talmud Chacham, because the HaRambam Sirle, the HaRam is a Mutl Chalodim, because we can also rely upon the fact that the Rambam says it's actually permissible for everybody, even in Amaretz. So, being Mitzarif, the sheet of the Rambam, with the lack of concern over here that the Talmud Chacham is going to make a mistake, so that's why the Ber Hetev says we can rely upon this and allow a Talmud Chacham to do this. He says, however, Uposhet B'Shaiva, but as we had pointed out previously, when it comes to Shaiva, the Im Mereach, if you actually shmir that, your Chayev Achatas, that's an Issa Daraisa, or even in the thick oil, the Gazrina not to Shaiva, because there's too much of a concern that if we allow you to do it with a thick oil, well, that's only a Dirabanan, you could easily come to do the Daraisa of the wax, then we said, even a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to use this Harama, Afilu Bahanocha Biyama, and even by placing it there, we don't allow him to do this, never mind even by placing it, in, certainly not by allowing him to put it into the hole, but not even above the hole. Now we go to Sif Yud Beis, the final Sif in this beautiful Simon, Shun Yud Dalet. Mechaber writes, Sakin, Shu Tochav Bekosel, if you have a knife that is stuck into a wall, and the wall is made Shel Eitz, it's a wooden wall. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nun Aleph, he specifically takes Norkat Shel Eitz, we're talking here about specifically a wooden wall, the Bekosel Shel Uveinim, because if you have a brick wall over here, then it's very possible that sometimes Matsu come upon him, She'ein Shuroseyem Medubokim Zelazed, the bricks aren't firmly attached one to the other. V'oz Mutter Lahotzi, then you would be allowed to take out a knife from such in between the bricks. Afilu Meloya Dotsu Ushlofim Mibojom, even if it hadn't been previously inserted and taken out before Shabbos started, because it's very loose and you're not going to widen the hole between these bricks because they're not cemented in tightly. So that's why the Mechaber specifically chose to give this discussion of the knife in a wooden wall. So again, the Mechaber says if you have a knife pushed into a wooden wall, it was put in there before Shabbos, Mibod Yom, nevertheless, also Lotzio B'Shabbos, you're not allowed to pull it out for the first time on Shabbos. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, as if Kotten Nun Beis, the Ayideh Hotzosah, so when you take it out, Kivin Shoyim Atchilo Tokua Kitzas B'Chosek, since it was put in the stomach the first time with some strength, so then when you remove it, E'ef Shoshlo Yisrachek HaSedek Shom, it's impossible that when you remove it, it's a psikresh essentially, that you're going to widen this hole. Vasias Nekib Koshu B'Kosel M'Chubar, and making a hole or enlarging a hole in a attached wall, yesh bo mishum kodeach, that's an isser of kodeach, of boring or of penetrating the wall, the tolda de bona, which is a tolda of a din daraisa of building. And therefore, v'af, de'ein miskavim, even though that's not your intention, nevertheless, since it's kimat psik reishu, the rabbis didn't allow it. And he says, we've discussed this already, v'ayin le'el b'sif kotten yud aleph b'mishnah brura, mashe kosavnu da'asach horim b'zeh, we've had a detailed discussion in this a few days ago, ayin sham, in that shir. Now, that's for a wooden wall. Kivin shu dovim mechuber, as we pointed out, back to the mechaber, since this wooden wall is attached to the building, to the house, to the ground, you're not allowed to take this out because that's binyan. However, avalim utochu b'safsol, but to go and take this knife out of a wooden bench, which is of course not attached to the ground, or v'chein b'chol davar talush, or any other detached from the ground item. You're putting it into some sort of a container, a wooden container. You stick it into that, and that's where you store your knives. So then mutar lotzio, absolutely no problem, even if it's tightly put in over there, to take it out. There are more adds v'hagah. Furthermore, the imdatsa ushlofa mibodom, and even when it was attached to the wooden wall, if you inserted it, take it out, insert it and take it out, your dotsu shlofa before Shabbos started, so then essentially the hole is as wide as it's going to be, and additional insertions or taking it out will not widen the hole automatically, and therefore, afilu b'kosul shari, he brings out from the Beis Yosef that this would be permissible even in a wooden wall. The Mishnah explains in Sivkot Nun Gimel, Lotzia, you'd be allowed to pull it out on Shabbos. V'af lachzor v'litchov oso b'kosul, and you can even put it back in, because the reasoning is, as I explained, the kivan de kvar noat sasakim b'kosul mevod yom, v'otzio v'hadar noatzo, because you took it in and out a couple of times before Shabbos started. Kvar hurchav mokol moshavo, the widening of the hole has already occurred. Vesulo heavy psikresha. And even if it were to widen a little bit more, it's certainly not a psikresha. It's not automatic that that's going to happen. And therefore, the rabbis were not gozer in this situation. But if you didn't do this before Shabbos started, then you wouldn't be allowed to place it into the kosel as well. So even though there was a hole there originally, and now you just want to return it on Shabbos to that hole, since it hadn't been inserted and taken out, when you're putting it back in, you mistoma are going to have a psik ratio that you're marach of it, and that the Mishnah Berurah says you wouldn't be allowed to do. That concludes Simin Shin Yud Dalet. Since we have a little bit of time, I try to keep the shiurim under 20 minutes, so we have a little bit of time. Let's start Shin Tes Vav. This is Dvarim Ha'asurim Mishum Ohel B'Shabbos. Now we enter into the construction of an Ohel, which is basically something that has a ceiling on it. And these dinim are very important in terms of what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do in terms of construction on Shabbos. So the Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph. Osu Lasos Ohel B'Shabbos V'Yontif Afilu Ha'Roi. A person is not allowed to build an Ohel, a tent, on Shabbos or on Yontif, even if it's not a permanent tent, even if it's only a temporary tent. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Aleph, Da'osa ol keva, because if you made a permanent type of a tent, kigon shepores machatzelis, you spread out some sort of a mat, osadinin, or some sort of a sheet, chayotzi b'zeh, or anything like this, la'ol on top of this structure, va'osa oson sheyiskayim, and you're doing this in a permanent sort of a fashion, so then, after einzeh binyan mamish, then even if that's not a full construction, that would be chayv mishum bona anyway, when you're talking about a permanent type of a spreading out of this type of a roof. That's the Esol who told us to let his bona, because this is a tolda of the melacha of bona. Dirshu, foot number one, brings down three reasons why it's called a tolda of bona and not an av of bona. Reason number one, he brings from the Pnei Yoshua, that the ruling of an av melacha is over here, is something that is made in a kavua dika fashion, kdei l'skayim yomim rabim, for it to last for a long period of time. As opposed to, Mahu She'en Kein Asiyas Ohel, She'binin Arayu. In general, an Ohel is a more temporary type of a structure. And Ein Osu Kidei L'Skayim Yomim Rabim, and it's not being done for a long-term usage. Nevertheless, Nachsheves Asiyas Ketoldus Bona, it is called a Toldo Bona, Mishum She'kein Hiderech Asiyas Ohel, because that's the way a tent is made. Reason number two, from the Evan Ozel, he brings down, She'ba'ad Melocha Shobona Yesh Shnei Yonim. Normally, there are two considerations in the building. Number one, chibur chalokim zelazeh, putting together component parts, and number two is making the tent on the top, attaching it to those component parts. And therefore, when you just have over here prisas oil without the chibur chalokim, without putting together the other parts, he says that's only one chelik of the av melacha, and therefore it's not considered an av melacha, it's considered a tolda. Finally, number three, in the Sefer Kilas Yaakov, he brings down Shegeder Av Malacha Bonehu, that in general, the Av Malacha of Bona includes Binyas Binyan HaMechubel Karka. It's something that's attached to the ground, as opposed to spreading out of an Ohel over here is not considered Mechubel Karka, and therefore it's called a Tolda rather than an Av. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, Las Sosro Chayiv Mishum Soser. And if you were to take down an Ohel, you'd also be Chayiv Mishum of Soser. V'gozru al Ohel Aroi Mishum Ohel Kevin. The rabbis instituted a gzera over here that if we allow you to do this on an Ohel Aroi, you may do it on an Ohel Keva. Therefore, they don't allow it for an Ohel Aroi as well. V'chein al Stiras Ohel Aroi Mishum Stiras Ohel Keva. The Rambam. And now, Uprote Dine Ohel Keva Yivor Lekame. And now we're going to learn all of these dinim going forward, but we'll stop the shir over here. That will conclude today's shir.